Welcome back, everyone, to another season of Bachelor Chat with Beauty and the Beast. I'm your host, Scott Picard, alongside the beautiful Nicole Smith. All right, we have episode one of Katie's season, The Bachelorette.
I don't think she was ready. I don't think she was ready at all.
A lot to uncover. I mean, typical night one stuff where it's pretty slow, pretty, you know, there's just a lot. There's a lot going on.
It's boring. Yeah, it takes forever. You know, that's probably the longest night of the entire season because they're literally there till sun comes up introducing how many dudes? 30?
Yeah, there's a lot. And we'll try to cover as much as we can about the guys. There wasn't like too much drama. They're just basically getting an introduction to everything and setting up for the future episodes. But we start with Katie's background and, you know, where she's from, trying to find love and everything like that. It was just pretty stuff what we kind of already knew if you knew Katie and followed her along. Yep. And then we go into, I always find it curious, there's always like six or seven people that get a pre-show video. Like,
yes, they get and, a little background, a little hometown kind of almost preview. Yeah,
and usually there's always like one person that gets, they usually, everyone that has those usually makes it, mm-hmm. but sometimes they'll throw in a curveball.
Like a random.
To see if. Hey, they got a viewing, but then they got sent home, which is kind of weird. Maybe they were really liked or something. This time, all of them advanced. They had, obviously, the math teacher, Connor B., who comes out as the cat guy. We'll get into that.
Scott has so many opinions on this.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, some good and some bad.
Yep.
I like to say fair. That's why I'm unbiased, because I give fair. Mm-hmm. Carl, who's like a speech coach, gives probably just goes to like the high schools and colleges and talks about becoming a better person and whatnot. Brendan, the Canadian hockey player that gave it up to be a firefighter.
Cute. We love that. We love a humble man.
Looks like he'd be like a...
douche canoe?
No, like a firefighter that would be on like a... the stereotypical firefighter in a movie. In a movie that like gets his own calendar. Like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Seems like that guy. Andrew, the football player from Austria.
Cutie.
And he's also, rumor has it, read it on the internet, so it definitely means it's true. He's cousins with Clay, the other professional, quote-unquote, football player.
Yeah.
Mike, the gym owner in San Diego, who is a former baseball player, but he's a virgin. Mm-hmm. Here's my problem.
Oh, God.
With the cast and also with him.
Okay.
And not the cast, the Bachelor people picking him.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows Katie's sexuality. They know that she loves like
she loves sex. She loves sexy time. Like she's all about it. Also not ashamed of it.
Why would you bring and put a virgin on the show?
Because we love drama, Scott.
Yeah, but it's so dumb, and she's never gonna pick the guy. She's not gonna pick him. Now all of a sudden you make her feel like bad for kicking him out because of that. Like I guarantee something's gonna happen where he's gonna go home or she's gonna send him home and she's gonna feel bad for doing it. When in reality, you don't need to put a virgin on her show, knowing well and good that she is not going to pick him, even for drama. There will be enough drama that you can put up.
Yeah.
Don't put a virgin on the show. For a person that's very sexual, that came out with a fucking dildo her first, like on her
I'm
season.
A little sad nobody brought her sex toy on her first night.
No, we had a sex doll.
I mean, yeah, but like a sex doll, not a sex toy.
Yeah, it was the closest thing, I guess.
Like, hey, think of me. Like, I don't know.
Like, here's a fleshlight.
Yeah, here's a...
or brought her... Or someone bringing like another dildo. Like, hey, this would be a newer one. This is better.
I figured the other one ran out.
You got the painter, Justin, Trey... Greg, and then after that we get into we meet Tayshia and Caitlin.
Yes, and I'm so excited that they're gonna be hosting
the new hosts, who are it seems like they're friends of Katie's. Like,
yeah, they named themselves the Ultimate Girl Gang.
Yeah, so
and I love that.
Obviously, they talk about what she's looking for and everything, but
Katie had a lot of time pre-show. I mean, you saw, I think on TikTok they were hanging out making TikToks together.
But yeah, so they obviously talk. The biggest thing they talk about was their sex. Like, and she wants someone that's open and like
interesting and fun and willing to try new things, and that's very much like her personality. I agree. I think, but here's the thing about we know about Bachelor producers is they love to traumatize people in the worst way. So of course they're gonna bring on a virgin, and they're gonna have the most sexually active bachelorette probably, who's not afraid of being, you know. Hopefully no one slut shames her, but in the past people have slut shamed bachelorettes. And she's clearly like, she knows who she is and she owns it sexually.
Yeah, I think if you, I think a lot of things just maybe in life too is like, if you come out and are just like, yeah, I sleep with a lot of people, I like sex, or whatever, like no one actually comes at you. It's when like,
no one really cares. It's when you pretend that you don't.
Yeah,
it's usually when you're lying.
Yeah.
Like I've always said, if you're going to be a hoe, nobody cares. Just be honest about it.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're not, like, I think this is besides the point, but like slut shaming and that is like terrible.
It's annoying. Yeah. God, I hate it.
But like Katie's just like open, so everyone's just gonna be like, oh yeah, she's a sexual person. She's gonna make out with everyone. She's gonna, yeah, whatever. So we get out the limo, and right off the bat, I said this on our first episode of this season. First guy already drops the vulnerability.
Scott's favorite word. Like, it's like moist for you. Like vulnerability. Like I hate the word moist.
Yeah, but girl, you hate the word like moistly. Like, ew. I'm like vulnerability. I'm like, shut up.
Exactly. It's
just
the same thing.
Shut up.
Shut up.
So I would say the first few, Thomas, Aaron, Andrew M, and David, they all come out and they all have basic introductions. Now, again, we don't know the order of these.
Yeah, we don't know.
So I don't know who's doing what. I don't know who's saying, or I don't, we don't know who's coming out in what order, or if they just tied those all together, or if they know what the people's, because the producers we've told like kind of help you with your line. Yep. So maybe put all the simple people in the beginning and then some shows and then the sexual. Like, yeah. So we don't know, but they all are pretty, pretty like simple. They're just like, hey, I'm so happy to be here. Your typical general one. Yeah. Michael did a funny watch joke. I thought it was kind of clever. Where he brought is like, I have a gift for you. It's been my, for whatever long. And he's like, no, I just kidding. I picked up at the airport.
Yeah.
And he made a time joke. So I thought it was like at least clever.
It's clever. I like clever ones versus super tryhards. But.
Trey, it comes in the truck with the balls, which was, I thought was,
I love that.
He's very nervous. You could tell he was very, very nervous. A lot of these guys look very, very nervous. Like, they were like mumbling their words and whatnot. Greg, when she met Greg, she goes, as he walks away, looks like my ex. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
That's a rough start for sure. Poor Greg.
It's either like, I feel like with girls, it's either a good thing or a bad thing. Looking like your ex, because like if the ex wasn't a complete douchebag,
you have the worst person ever.
Yeah, and he was like maybe a saw guy just didn't work out, then it's okay. But if he's a complete douchebag, then you're always gonna, and women do this so often. Like I don't think guys do it as much, but women do this all the time. Is, well, my past relationship. Well, this is a completely different fucking person.
Yeah.
Like guys are just like, and if a guy does that, he's just trying to like have an out, basically, just so you know, girls. So if a guy's like, oh, my last relationship, the girls were like this or this or this.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's definitely an out for a guy. And you know what? I do think, like, just looking at that person, if they remind you so much of your ex and it was bad, then yeah, you're kind of just SOL at that point. I'm trying to think if I've dated anybody that looked like, no, I don't think any of my exes look like each other. I have a very diverse group of people, I would say, that I've dated.
Yeah,
nobody looks like each other. So I can't say I've ever used that excuse, like, oh my God, you look like my ex. Now, have I been in a restaurant and seen a person, I'm like, oh my God, I thought that was my ex and I got terrified? Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't.
Have you?
It's
not very common. But for this guy, they must have known what Katie's exes look like or something maybe, and they cast him and like, yeah, we'll just throw him on there.
I've had someone try to like set me up with someone, and I've been like, this girl like kind of looks like an ex of mine.
Yeah. Did it turn you off?
No, not really.
It didn't affect you, like, you didn't care.
It just looked, it kind of like, if I were to, like, bring this girl around, let's say, to, like, my friends that knew my ex, they'd probably be like, oh, kind of looks like so-and-so.
Yeah.
Right? So, but it wouldn't be, like...
I think it's more common for girls to look like each other, obviously, than guys. I don't know. They did a really good job finding, like, Dale Jr. and putting him on this season. Yeah.
I mean, I think guys were all, like we just, everyone kind of gets, like, the same haircut. We all, like...
That's pretty much it. It's like, does he have the same haircut and is he tall? Like, that doesn't mean he looks like your ex.
Yeah, so I don't know. I have no idea. Like, the girls I've like talked to and dated are all like just all different, like looks, size, like everything. Yeah. It's just so different. Like I don't think I've dated someone that looks the same as another person.
Yeah, same.
Anyways, we get into I'm trying to think of some like Trey. I like Trey.
Yeah.
Gabriel, I wrote this down. He looks like he could be like 25 or 40.
Yes.
Like he, like if he told me he was 40, I'd be like, oh, okay. You're like, you look good for 40. These are 20, 25. Like, oh, okay. Okay. So, there's like, again, the next like few, John, the bartender from PB, Garrett, Simple, but had a, I think from Boston, had a weird voice, man.
He has a really weird accent and I don't like his hairline.
Well, it's a Boston accent, but he like doesn't.
Okay. But like you kind of have a Boston accent and his,
yeah, his, really, but his is really like
really thick.
Yeah. The thing about I love Boston from
we
there.
We know.
Like the thing about Boston is Massachusetts is like the most well-educated state in the country. And the accent is so like
it makes you
it's uneducated. It like it just so it seems like it's like trashy, but I love it. And it's more like a Northeast thing. Like it, those accents.
Are there
sounds,
different variations of a Boston accent though? Like depending on where you're.
Well,
from?
Like I like if you were to bring me to Boston, no one would be like, "Oh, you have an accent. You talk funny. I talk normal." Like, but I don't have like a normal like. There's Southie that's very very strong. Like what they try to emulate in movies and stuff
that
they do a terrible job of doing, and then. There's like, I guess like trashy Southie, which is even like worse, where it's like slang. There's like John, it could be from like Charleston for all I know.
See, I don't know which, any of this. This is so interesting.
Which is like north of Boston.
There's
like educated. There's like a kid I grew up to high school with that we took a Spanish class together and our teacher went, "You're the only kid I've ever had that's had a boss. We're in Spanish class and you still somehow have a Boston accent." And it's quite fascinating. So like there's different things. It's a little different. I guess everyone from outside thinks it's the same, but to us, like people talk different.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like you think he has a different weird accent and it's Boston, but it's a different kind of Boston.
I'm just trying to think. So then they have like a bunch of the guys come out. The RV guy, Jeff Skincare. He has an RV, which is very like, I don't know. Yeah. And again, if that's his RV.
I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's weird. Like to have an RV and he said this is where he lives.
It has to be his. I can't imagine that the producers would actually go out and like get that creepy of an RV.
Well, it's an old RV. So maybe the producer's budget's a little low. So they had to do that. But if that is the producer setting him up for that. Shame on them.
They
set him up for failure. Yeah, if the producers made him do that.
Yeah.
After that, we get basically the. That's why I said I think they go in RVs or van or limos. Limos
yes,
to. They go
He's
to
traumatized.
Limos to help with, or in order of what they're going to do, because we get a limo of like five straight sex jokes.
Yes.
All right. Here's what I'll say.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The guy with the sex doll, Cody. Like, he had a game plan. There's a lot of the guys on this season
Y'all
right
tried
now.
So
they
hard.
Tried. They, I feel like they had a game plan, and the people I was watching with were like, oh, they get a joke, but they didn't land the punchline. They did
yes.
a poor job of landing the punchline. So he went in there. He's like, hey, I have this friend. You know, she's been with me for so long. I thought he was going to say a daughter. Kind of funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I brought her with. I'm like, oh, what is this? Like a cat? Because
she likes cats. She's
like,
cat girl.
And he brought this sex doll. And then he kind of went on, like, he went on a little too much, and she's been great.
Too many
and
details.
Yeah, like, it should have been a quick, like, hey,
joke.
You know, this person, I know you guys, you know,
I know you guys would get along.
Yeah, when
Whatever.
I was quarantined up for 2 weeks right here, luckily they let me bring my friend, like, she's
right.
been with me through it all, like, I needed her, I'm going to bring her, so show you, and then boom, here
boom.
It is, as a joke, I just thought it was a good joke,
yep.
move on. That's all
I
say. They just went on and on and on.
Too much detail, and here's the thing, that's where you ruin a good joke.
Yep.
Scott needs to be here directing the men on how to do this properly, apparently.
Justin did the painter. He had he was talking about stroking it, and then he brought his paintbrush because he's a painter.
I thought that's clever. That's funny and clever.
Good. Courtney had another sex joke. And then we get into Connor, the cat.
Yeah, Connor the cat. Connor the sensitive cat, I
think. Here's what I will say. And we might talk about this, but I'd rather say it now in case I forget. A lot of the guys were hating on him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't. She pick a person with a cat. If you did your research and you knew about Katie,
you know she
he actually
cats.
Credit to him. He knew she had a cat. He knew she loved her cat.
Yeah.
He probably followed her on Instagram. He probably looked her up. Did some
he
research.
He stalked her like you're supposed
yeah,
to.
Yeah, and had a clever thing. Knew that she would like that and did it to stand out.
Yep.
So credit to him for doing research. Shame on the other guys for getting jealous. If you actually knew Katie and knew her sense of humor,
right.
You know she would love that. She would love that. And all you guys are idiots for thinking otherwise. Like, oh, there's a cat. Like,
just making fun sex of jokes is not enough. Like, he went above and beyond of, like, yeah. a sex joke. Like,
and if you didn't understand it, then you didn't, like, really, like, you didn't do any research about Katie or know her from past. So anyone saying, I'm so happy it was you, well, you clearly, none of you guys clearly did that. She should have asked the question, like, who thinks, you know.
Right.
What's my favorite animal? And just everyone write it down, give it to me. And if everyone and, like, put a cat,
throw out the ones that don't get it right.
Yeah,
basically. I agree. That would be funny.
So it seems like they're being so catty towards him.
That was punny.
Yeah, they were so catty. Yeah.
Funny. Yeah. Did you catch that? Nope, that you just said that?
I don't do puns.
Oh my god! I was so impressed, and now I'm a little disappointed.
Kyle, the technical recruiter, ripped off his underwear, which is weird.
It was awkward. Like, what was the what was that supposed to do for her?
I don't know. And then,
is that supposed to impress me?
Andrew, the football player, he started out with an accent, a British accent.
Oh, the fake British accent, yeah. And it landed horrible. Like, I didn't like it. That was weird.
It didn't. Yeah,
but it made her smile.
It made her laugh, and she like kind of knew. It was like, is this guy being for real? Because it wasn't good enough. But
it definitely was like very off.
When he was talking, I was kind of like, is he just? I don't know.
Yeah, I was like, is he drunk already? Like, yeah, I couldn't tell.
Is this how he talks? I didn't want to make fun of him. You know, if he had like, it was just very weird.
It was weird.
All right. So I guess we can, RV skincare guy, weird, weird guy.
Weird. Just the van. That's just so weird. That's creepy.
Let's get into the box guy. James gets in.
I love James.
Comes in a box.
I love him.
A present, I should say.
I want to marry him.
And just hangs out for like hours in there. He's actually probably smart. He knew he was going to be up all night. He probably took a nap for
honestly,
an hour.
That would be like, his suit didn't look wrinkled. I don't think he was in there for hours.
He had to have been.
How?
Well.
You don't think that they like escorted the guys out away and like put him in the box and later on like, you know
what
I mean?
Well, he was in the living room the whole time while they were like doing that. He had to have been there at least over an hour.
At least an hour, maybe. He was, but you know what? My thought process on this is, was he listening to the conversations? And hearing how the guys were talking about Katie. That would have been genius.
Yeah, maybe. Just know that like he was just in there for, it felt like a while.
I think
he
an hour.
He gets out. He looked like a very attractive looking dude.
Oh, immediately my favorite.
The guys were very jealous.
Immediately hating on him. And they were like, oh, it's Jay Gatsby. And it's like, yeah, bitch, he's hot. And yeah, he's
that was probably like a good comment. The guys were like, oh, this guy's going to get like a rose. If he gets the first impression rose.
I'm going to be so pissed.
Like, hey, buddy, you just went up there. You said your name. You're so happy to be there. And then you took alone time. You talked about like your family for like 2 minutes, maybe in her life for 2 minutes. And then... Oh, can't just be walking in here.
Oh, stop it. Leave him alone.
Live on the radio and you're just
first
sitting
of all,
coming in hot.
I hate you. Our damn bachelor podcast.
Forgot to text my roommate we were doing this, so that's on me.
Oh, you're good. But you know what?
Well, anyways. So what I was saying is, so these guys get all mad. It's like, you know what? James did something to stand out.
And it worked.
It worked. And
he was the gift.
Fucking
and Katie.
Good looking, apparently. Every girl I bet, like, I was watching with was like, whoa. Whoa. And, like, you said the same thing.
He's
so,
a front runner for sure.
Like, they're all just so, like, catty right now and jealous. If I was on the show, I'd be like, oh, fuck.
I always wondered, like, if I were to go on the show, how would I do my intro? And I don't know. Like, Kaylin Miller Keys from a couple years ago with Colton, she had the Mrs. Underwood one with a pageant sash. I'm like, oh, that's so cute. Like, I would totally do that, except maybe crown him. Like, congratulations. Like, you're Mr. whatever, you know, this and that.
Don't do that.
Shut up. I'm not going on The Bachelor.
No, I'm telling you, if you somehow do not do that one.
Why?
That is... I will be on here making fun of you.
As you should. Anyways... I think the guys get jealous because of certain creative, like, freedoms. Like, coming in a box, like, Katie was like, he is a gift. Like, yeah, bitch, he is. He's so cute. And they're just mad.
Yeah.
They're mad.
Well, he stuck out, and he was good looking. So it obviously made people jealous. Because, like, fuck. They were hoping James was a loser so they'd have a better chance of staying.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
Always. And they're like, wow, this is real competition. Because then we have guys like Aaron, who's a total freaking meathead.
Yes.
And just
speaking of Aaron, he has that, like, incident with Cody. Where he just goes up and
for
says he
no
hates him.
For no reason. What did he say specifically? I can't remember. I don't like you and it's not my fault. Like.
All right. Here's what I'll say. Aaron is 26 and lives in San Diego, California. Cody is 27 and lives in San Diego, California. So they must know each other.
You think it's... I mean, no. I don't know if they must know each other. There are a lot of people. Just because people are all from Phoenix doesn't mean we all know each other.
I used to be in San Diego. And let me tell you, if there's like two probably good-looking people that make some... There's a good chance that... Especially that want to be on the show... Or they're usually they probably know each other or have some mutual friends. They knew they were on the show months ago. They probably had some other friends that were like, oh, I know so-and-so. I know so-and-so.
So you think there's more backstory behind it?
I do. Also, there was a scene in the very when the first few people went in, and I have to go back and watch, and I don't know if anyone's caught this, where someone walked in after like the roses, one of the or the entrances, one of the guys was sitting on the couch and put his hands up like, oh, like he like it looked more like than just like hey, what's up. It looked more like I know you type.
Weird. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, and I'll be curious to know if it's Andrew. It was Andrew,
Aaron,
and Aaron walking in.
Aaron and Cody.
Yeah, or Cody and Aaron.
Aaron, are you good?
Jesus, I'm all over the place. There's too many fucking names. There's 30 fucking men I have to remember.
I know.
It's just too much work.
It's tough. But yeah, Aaron clearly has roid rage or something weird where he doesn't like this guy, Cody. And I don't know. It does seem weird to just go up to somebody straight and be like, I don't like you. But the girls do it like all the time. So
yeah,
it could just be he's like, yeah, man, I just don't like you. He's just picking. Because remember, okay, so Chad and Evan from JoJo's season had a similar situation where Chad just hated Evan because he tried really hard with JoJo and, you know, made all this effort and was made her feel special. And Chad just like attacked him because you also noticed the size difference between the two guys.
Yeah.
Aaron towered over him.
Aaron also reminds me of not only like Yusef where he's just going to snap like randomly, but also what's his name from Hannah's season?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Luke?
Luke P.
Yeah.
Luke P.
Reminds he has like, very much like.
Like he'll say all the right things and she's going to love him, but everyone's going to hate him. He's like, tries to be like a bully. Thinks he's like, he's a guy that thinks he's better than everyone.
Yeah. He's got like, a better chance. He deserves to be there.
He's the one that said like, everyone says I have a nice smile.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
In his introduction. Like if you're coming out and saying that, oh, everyone says I'm this and you're like complimenting yourself.
He's insecure. He's a narcissist and he's insecure. It's very clear. And I think he's got a lot of insecurities because clearly he's picking on the smallest guy, like one of the smallest probably guys there because it's an easy target, quote unquote. Like
Aaron came out and he said, a lot of people say that I have a nice smile.
Yeah.
Like you're coming out and saying complimenting yourself. So like that's very self-centered.
That I think. Very much reminds me of like a lot of people
like,
think
nothing to do with her. Right. It's like, hey, I'm happy to be here. Like
a lot of people think I have a nice smile.
Yeah. He's like a lot of people say I have a nice smile. And he smiles. It's like, dude, no one fucking cares about.
She's not gonna remember you as a nice smile guy.
Yeah, and a lot of these guys are like good looking. Probably
they're nice all smiles. Good looking. Yeah. I feel like she has one of the best looking seasons.
And it's like pretty diverse. It looks like
it's very diverse. I looked up online and. Somebody said, I think more than one third of the cast is like people of color or something or whatever. So I'm like, that's cool. I just think it's a great looking group of guys. They all seem very pretty.
I think that's it. Oh, so then.
Oh, and the first impression rose.
Well, she makes out with the painter, ugh, Justin.
He was weird. His eyes were bulgy. Creeped me out.
Again, another one of these things where he like has his. Gorgeous painting that he does. Obviously,
was do you think good. He actually painted that?
Yeah, they saw him like showing him like he was painting before, so it looked like he knew what he was doing. I mean, clearly, I don't think he would just make that up.
Yeah,
but they do this thing where he like had these lines. They're just like, I left the they try to be serious but funny. You can't be both in the same sentence, right? You have to just be funny, sarcastic, or you have to be.
Are you going
to
be sentimental?
Sentimental. And so he was like. I have this, and as you can see, he drew. So the picture is a bunch of roses in a heart, and then the middle is open. He's like, that's a void in my heart. Like, using these words, like, and for you or someone in the future, blah, blah, blah. And hopefully, we can have that final impression rose, and use like a and petal. And
fill the hole in my heart.
Yeah, and like, he is like, and like these petals can, he used some like pun. It's like, listen, buddy, like, you can't be like serious and then try to like joke around. I feel like it's, you got to just stick to being and having a joke. But, like, that was another one of those punchlines that I think he practiced in his head.
Yeah.
That, like, it didn't come out the way he wanted it or whatever. It
didn't land right with me. And then just also, like, he just has really bulgy, creepy-looking eyes. Like, you know, like, really, like, I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah. So, there's that Greg, who gets the first impression rose.
Okay, talks, Greg and James. They're my faves.
Yep. Talks about
He knows a girl.
He knows a girl's niece made this and got her a spaghetti necklace. Mm-hmm. Again, I think
it was like I don't know if he was trying to make it a joke.
He's trying to make it a joke, but like he was just big into like, hey, if you're trying to be funny, try to be funny, but don't butcher it. The back. Yeah, don't do the middle school thing where you're like, hey, I like you. Do you like me? Haha, just kidding. But if you say I like you, then it's funny. Oh, so it's like he was like trying to be like funny, but like serious. And so whatever way it's just like, hey, go for it. Go for it. Like, he could have just left it. Like, here's my necklace and brought it out and just let her laugh. But he's like, oh, it's because you know it's not gold. It's spaghetti. Ah. It's like, all right.
It's hilarious.
You should have just left it as
what I think if I was going to do that one, it would have been like, it's not gold. It's an impasta. Like something so cute and cheesy. Scott's staring at me like he's so disappointed.
That would have been awful.
I would have laughed.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But it was cute. Handcrafted jewelry. We love it. And it got him the first impression rose.
It did. And
a really nice little makeout.
Yep. Trey actually brought her to the truck, and they went in the back with all the balls. Trey, I'll tell you this.
Awesome, so sweet.
Awesome guy. Seems like a cool. He's like all over the place. Friend. He might have ADD, like he severe. He has ADHD. Where he was just like, I'm just sorry, I'm all over the place. He's asking a ton of questions. You can tell he was nervous and everything.
Maybe he was more nervous than ADHD, but yeah, he's like, what's your middle name? Like,
he's going to friend zone himself, I think, in this.
But maybe he'll go far.
Yeah, but I think the breakup with them is going to be.
We just didn't get there.
Yeah, we just didn't get there. It's like, it's too more of a friend.
And it's just
vibe.
A cop out where it's like, we just didn't get there in the same pace as everyone else. And it's like, but I kept him around that long. Like how Hannah B was with like Dylan Barber. Like, I was like, how is this guy still getting here? He's getting no airtime. Yeah. Nobody knows who he is, but he's
I think
like
Trey will get airtime. I think it'll just be more of a friend vibe. He did have a funny thing when there was like that beef going on. He was like, I'm not getting for this beef. I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah, I loved him. He's gonna be our comedic relief this season.
And then the other person she made out with, you have Justin, Greg, and you have Cat Guy, Connor, who got his like.
Surprisingly, they had like a really intense makeout.
Yeah.
And she got her face. First of all, as a makeup artist, I was like cringing at the black on his nose when he dove in for the kiss. And of course, it was everywhere.
Also, that kiss seemed like a very intense, like it almost looked like almost like a drunk makeout at like a bar late night. But I'll say this, the things I said, he did his research. He got on her good side. He's standing out. He's going to make it a couple rounds because the cat. And she likes that, like, kind of funny. And
he's making an effort.
He's making all those cat puns.
He seems so timid and reserved and, like, a very nice but quiet guy.
There's something weird about the guy, I think. When he was talking to her, he kept on looking down. And he didn't open his mouth when he talked. He was just
I thought his mouth was like very. Mouth was very like contrite, and I was like,
yeah. So there's something like
it was stressing me out.
He could be a nice guy, but there's something like a little off, and maybe again it could just be super, super nervous.
Did he give you like a little boy vibe? Because I got like he was like a little boy to me. Like
I got a vibe of like when he dates a girl, everything's about her. And like
obsessive,
like he has like a doll of her in her closet type, like, but like he's all about her. And maybe the reason why is like he just gets too clingy too fast.
Yeah, he seems like a stage 5 clinger for sure.
Or it's just he's super, super nice and that's just
like
who
girls,
he is.
Honestly, like we don't hate clingers unless it's a clinger we also want back. Like it has to be reciprocated on both sides.
I've been watching Suits. I don't know if you've ever seen Suits.
No. Never seen it.
So basically there's like is a lawyer guy and he's like a junior lawyer basically. He gets in there and then there's obviously Meghan Markle's like the paralegal. Yeah, and they kind of she didn't like him right away. And then as soon as she saw him with another guy, like then she started liking him. And then they just like those things like never in line. I feel like a lot of times with girls and guys, it's like,
we're never in like the same wavelength.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like me? All right. As soon as like we start hanging out again,
it happens all the time.
I don't like
Scott.
You. Like I'm not interested in this girl anymore. Or I start talking to another girl. Now this girl's interested in me.
Yeah.
Like no. And then like I break up and I try to go. You go back to like.
And they're
available.
Or
and
whatever.
They're like, yeah. They're just it just never aligns. And you're just like, all right, whatever.
You know what? But here's a theory on that, because this I swear to God I feel like that's been my life for the last 2 years. Is every guy I've dated has been like. It's just not the right time. And I'm like,
no,
because
you date guys in like fucking Scottsdale or like.
No, or, like, I don't. I dated a guy from North Carolina.
Did he have a blue check mark?
No, not one of them. The other one did. The other one did.
So we're not like, I mean, that's that.
When
Nicole talks about anyone listening, and even like when we were on Justin and Maddie's podcast, like they'll tell you their dating life and our dating life and Nicole's dating life is very different.
Very different.
Like I don't have like girls sliding into my DMs, offer me plane tickets to go places. I don't have like celebrities or blue check marks, like people of like that are known sliding into my DMs. Mine, we're just normal. Cool, shut average up. People. So when you're like, oh, you're telling me the AAA baseball player from fucking Idaho that like offered to pay for something to fly out here, or like the other professional athlete is not in the right spot right now? No, they're just.
It's professional, every guy.
Every guy that has a decent following is a Scottsdale guy. I don't care where they live. They act like Scottsdale people. There's always one foot out the door. If you're a professional athlete, you have so many options that it's like, yeah, I could date this person, but they're not ready to date or they're not loyal. So they're going to like hook up with other girls and they just don't want to be tied down because they want to go to city and they want to like hook up with girls and not feel guilty. That's it. That's like a lot of Scottsdale guys is there's a lot of attractive people here. Everyone has one foot out the door. I'm so right. We're like when you're just an average, an average person like myself, it's just like, wow, this girl's hot. Like, I probably won't date a girl like this ever again. So I will just focus my energy towards this person. Because I don't even think about that. Like, 9 or 10 other hot girls are going to be talking to me at a time. No, that's not what happens.
I mean, I would like to defend myself really quick and just say, I do not approach these people. They approach me. Okay, number one. So also, like, I set my intentions very early on. I'm very clear about it. And we always have, like, a great conversation. Whatever happens, I hang out with a guy. We're dating for, like, a month or 2 months or 3 months. And then at some point, he just goes, I just don't know what I want. And I'm like, I thought we were on the same wavelength when we first did this. And we had this conversation a couple months ago. And now all of a sudden, you don't know. So, and everyone says the same thing where it's like, you're wonderful and amazing. And, like, it's just, it's not you, it's me. And it's, like, the whole, like, I just don't know what I want. I've just heard it so many times.
I'm going to tell you what happens. Because you are dating or go on these dates. And there's this theory behind dating and or people. You can only fake it for 3 months. After that, that's why everyone's like, oh, the honeymoon stage is where you see friends that are dating. And they go into something really quickly. And after, like, 3 months, it kind of gets like, oh, he starts annoying. They start bringing up all the stuff that annoys them about each other.
Yeah.
Because you go too fast. They say, oh, I have the same. These are my intentions. The guys, of course the fucking guy's going to agree with you. Like, oh, those are my intentions. I don't want to move fast. Like, that sounds great. I will just, we'll just date. We'll
this
just
is
talk.
Why I'm
we'll
going to be celibate.
Slow, right? And, well, don't do that.
I'm already decided on it.
That sucks. And you got to test the car before you buy it.
I mean, you can do other stuff to know what the goods are going to be.
Soaking?
No. Ew. Ew. Okay, I just learned about what soaking is, and I'm so disgusted.
We're not even getting it, but.
Oh, my God.
So, like, you can't, like.
Regardless, I've been heavily disappointed.
After you say 3 months, it's because they can't fake it. And they realize, like, they got what they want. They went on a few dates, and they're just like. Or maybe they just weren't as interested, but they're just using the cop-out of, like.
Yeah. I mean, I have guys that, like. I still am friends with, you know, and like whatever, we just decided like it was bad timing, but it just seems like as soon as I start seeing or dating someone else, they're like, oh, I'm ready. And I'm like, well, that's convenient now that I'm already like hit it in this direction with somebody else. I think that's just narcissism though.
Yeah. I have a lot of my guy friends, and I can say this cause they don't fucking listen to
this. I have asked Scott about this shit before. So yes.
A lot of my guy friends are like, dude, you set me up with your co-host. Set me up with your
co-host. Oh, I didn't know about that.
So I'm going to start. This is my new. I'm like, go fucking like, talk to yourself. This is my new thing. If anyone, because I'm sick of people being like, set me up with your hot friend. I'm going to start saying, you set me up with one of your hot friends. I'll set you up with my hot friend. So that's a new thing. Anyone out there, anyway. That's what I'm going
to
fucking
say. So apparently
say.
If you want to date me, you have to set Scott up first. But
no, because it's so. No, but not because I want to. Because it's so like when you know what all this. Like people like a lot of the, like. Your friends, like, that I hang out with are very attractive. Everyone's like, oh, Scott liked hanging around, like, attractive girls. Like, set me up. It's like, how about you just go fucking talk to them? Like, yeah. I didn't just become friends with you guys out of the blue.
Right.
Like, I literally had, like, I talked to you guys out one night. It wasn't fucking creepy.
Yeah, we were just hanging out in a group.
I was just hanging out in a group and just like,
and
whatever.
We ended up talking about Bachelor.
I met Marissa. Like, I met her not because I was fucking, like, trying to like
hook
she
up
also had
or be
a boyfriend
weird
at the time, and I saw her at the same bar for like a month, like a year straight. It felt like, but like it's just like I become friends, like, don't fucking be creepy. Don't just go over there and just, like, try to, like, yeah, just.
I will say, like, that's probably the best advice you could give a guy is, like, honestly, just shoot your shot. Like, not, like, trying to date her. But honestly, girls are way more impressed with guys that kind of try to be friends first and don't immediately want to date us. Like, we are way more intrigued by that. Because, number one, I feel like it kind of sounds really bad for women. But it does kind of, like, check us at the door where it's, like, oh, yeah, like, I want to be your friend. Like, that's cool. And they're like, well, wait, you don't want to date me? Like, everybody wants to date me. I'm so used to that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anyway,
we really went off on a tangent there.
We did. Circle back. So we get to the final rose ceremony, and everyone stays. Obviously, they keep Cody and Aaron. They eliminate skin guy.
The creepy van guy.
The RV guy. The auto parts guy with the crazy ass hair that was just like, what the fuck?
That was weird. I don't that haircut.
The hug guy.
Awkward hug should have gone.
And then the basketball coach, Landon.
They said there were 7 people that got sent home. Now I'm curious who the other.
I only saw those 4.
Okay, so maybe we just didn't give a shit about the other 3 because they didn't even make airtime.
There might be some other people that got sent home.
You know what I always laugh about is the guys that cry on night 1. They're like, I just wish I had a chance. Because there was one guy who was nervous about not getting time with her. I wonder if he got through. And I'm always like, it's night 1. You need to go make your impression right now.
Oh, they always like talk about it. They always talk about like.
I just wish I had time. I'm like, yeah, but you've been sitting on your ass.
Also, Austin, I think, gave the hug. I think it was Austin.
Okay.
It was very awkward hug.
It was the longest post-quarantine hug I've ever seen.
It was like 2 deep breaths and stuff. I don't know. It was very weird.
It was like he was like emotionally unloading without saying anything.
Okay. Gabriel also went home, who looked like 25 or 40. Landon.
Who's that Matthew McConaughey lookalike? Is that skincare guy? No, that's a different dude.
Owen Wilson, like skincare guy, I think, kind of has like.
No, skincare guy is Michael Craven from Underworld. Okay. I just know this. That's Landon, Matthew McConaughey.
The basketball coach. Marcus, the real estate broker.
He looks
Marty.
Like,
oh, he had the earring. The guy wore the earrings.
He looks like a younger version of The Rock.
Yeah.
Like the meme.
Skinnier version.
The skinnier version with the chains and the haircut.
But yeah, so 7 people got sent home. So there you go.
It looks like a lot of drama's coming.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of drama. Someone gets hurt. It wouldn't be a Bachelor or Bachelorette season without an ambulance. Then we get Blake. Comes back.
I don't know when he's coming back, but I'm curious to see if it's in a couple weeks.
And clearly the guys are mad. And what did we say last time? I said if I were a guy on the show, you knew what happened with the girls when the new girls came in. You knew like an old person came there, and they were so mean and brutally like so mean
so
that they became bad people. That like don't be mean. I'd be nice to Blake.
Yeah, he's
Blake has an in with her. There's a reason why he's on the show. That someone had been like, hey, they previously might have texted before, or Tayshia or someone that knew Blake might have been like, hey, Blake would be a perfect person for you, Katie, Tayshia's friend right there. Like, hey, Blake might be a perfect guy. He's a friend for me, but like, I think you'd be a good
fit. He was encouraged by somebody to show up.
So if you're friends with Blake, then there's a chance that, you know, he might be like.
Okay, but here's my only thing. So last time we talked about it, I think I was thinking he was going to come on in the first night, not show up later. So therefore, I was like, oh, like they should just give him a fair shot. Like he's showing up like first night just like them. I didn't realize.
It doesn't matter.
I agree. It doesn't matter.
There's a reason why. Hey, guys. Hey, if you guys are upset that Blake's come on the show, that he has an upper hand, guess what? Fucking outbeat him. And if you don't outbeat him, then you weren't the one for her.
Yeah. Because
she imagine she picks one of you guys and then like. A year later, like, she's like, oh, wait, this guy Blake that everyone talks about is awesome. Like, if she picks Blake, that means it was meant to be for her. You shouldn't be mad about it. Like,
look at you, so philosophical and in love.
Like, stop being a fucking jealous asshole and just go
focus
and...
Focus on you.
Yeah, focus on you.
Did you watch my rant on stories on Instagram before this?
No.
Oh, I went on a whole rant where I was like, stop freaking out about what's going on around you and, like, things you can't control. You cannot control certain situations, what people say, like, how they respond to you. You can only control your attitude and how you choose to move forward in life. It was, like, a whole thing. It's very philosophical.
If I see more than, like, 3 fucking bars on an Instagram, I just click through it.
I hate you.
Yeah, I don't.
You should watch my story, though. It's very inspirational.
Sometimes I watch when you do like, let's do a Q&A.
Well, those are always interesting because I never know what questions I'm getting.
Yeah, so I will just read some of the questions that people ask.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to be like, I want to like know who sent the question. I want to like ask you who sent the question. I just want to go.
It's usually my dedicated followers that have been following me, and I've been ignoring their DMs for years, but that's the only time they get to interact with me. Therefore, they ask me all the crazy fun questions. Like, are you single? Do you have a boyfriend? I'm like, if I have a boyfriend, actually, no. If I have a boyfriend, people probably still wouldn't know about him because I'm very, also, like, private.
Like, like, guys fucking don't care sometimes. Right. Because they think they're fucking funny and smart and cooler. But, all right, we should do for next episode. We'll wrap this up.
Yeah.
It's been about 40 minutes. We should do a Q&A, Bachelor questions for next episode.
Okay.
So put it on your story on like Monday, but your personal one, because our Bachelor
Chat doesn't have enough followers.
Yeah.
So, P.S. Follow us at Bachelor Chat on Instagram.
Yeah. So we should put something on like Monday. Yeah, you have any questions about the Bachelor?
Yeah.
Like thoughts, and we'll answer. We'll do some answers on live on the podcast, and then
that would be fun.
Answer maybe on your story.
Yeah. Let's do that. Okay.
We'll see you guys next week.
See you next week.